ABC Radio Australia.
Well, New Caledonia's independence referendum might just be a month away, but there's still controversy over who exactly is registered in the official electoral rolls. The United Nations recently confirmed that voter registration has taken place in a fair and transparent way, although it has identified some discrepancies. Pro-independence campaigners, though, contend that these possible errors may mean that thousands of Indigenous Kunuks will be unable to vote in the referendum on November the 4th. Priyanka Srinivasan reports from the capital, Noumea.
With time closing in, pro-independence campaigner Madeline Ohu is helping Indigenous Kunuk voters check to see if their names have made it onto the special electoral list.
Mais comme tu vas pas aller voter là-bas, eh bien, voilà, tu peux pas.
Madeline has found that some Indigenous Kunuks who, according to her records, should be automatically included are not actually registered. She believes they've been left out because the registration system relied on government employment and health records that don't always reflect Indigenous ways of living.
Since we are getting closer to the referendum, we are here today to help all those who want to come and check that they are indeed on the referendum electoral roll. The reason we can't find them is that the social protection records called CAFAT that we use to cross-reference the lists don't take into account many Kunuks because they are not in the economic system. Those who are not declared as workers but work a lot at home in their tribes, they are often left out when we compare lists.
Official records show that just over 174,000 people are registered to vote in the November referendum, and about 46% of those are Indigenous Kunuks. The Pro-Independence Alliance, FLNKS, estimates that some 3,000 Kunuks are missing from official voting registries, which they argue could have a significant impact on the final result. Some groups are taking drastic measures to contend these lists. New Caledonia's pro-independence workers' party, known as USTKE, plans to abstain from voting, arguing the French government failed to adequately stop electoral fraud and that it didn't do enough to engage Kunuk voters. But French anti-independence loyalists have also taken issue with electoral rolls. They've criticised the stringent criteria citizens have been forced to meet in order to be allowed to vote. But they successfully lobbied to have all New Caledonian people born in the territory, with some exceptions, eligible to vote in the referendum, no matter their ethnicity or status as Indigenous Kunuks. So why all this controversy over a simple electoral list? The reason is partly historic. In 1984, a pro-independence militant, Eli Moshoru, publicly destroyed a ballot box in protest of an electoral system which he believed privileged non-Kunuks. 3 years later, Kunuks largely boycotted New Caledonia's first independence referendum for similar reasons. That meant that when officials negotiated the Matignon and Noumea Accords, the roadmaps leading to this year's referendum, they included strict qualifications in an attempt to ensure that only those with a deep connection to the country would be able to vote. Thierry Lataste is the French High Commissioner in New Caledonia and is overseeing the referendum and voter registration process.
For the referendum in New Caledonia, France has done something it has never done before, and aimed to register all eligible people as voters in the referendum, even those who have not personally registered. So we had to draw up a list of all the people who have been living in New Caledonia for more than 6 months, and after that, these people would automatically be registered on the electoral list. This gives practically everybody a chance to be registered.
As for the accusations that some Kunuks have been left off the electoral list, the High Commissioner believes this is unfounded and based on a misreading of official records that have erroneously overstated the number of Kunuks in New Caledonia. The UN also concluded in its recent review that it had found no evidence of electoral fraud and believed the referendum will be carried out in a fair and transparent manner. It did find some discrepancies in cases where people were registered without the correct documents and recommended an audit, which the High Commissioner has agreed to carry out. But it's unlikely that the audit will be complete in time for the referendum on the 4th of November. Nevertheless, voters have the chance to register for the referendum right until the day of the vote, and UN experts, along with an independent team of observers from France, will be overseeing polls to ensure no eligible voters are turned away.